Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 65. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the podcast. And today's topic is interesting. It's something I've been recommended to cover by a number of different people. And I think there's going to be a lot of you that benefit from today's episode. And what I'm going to be talking about is lifting, training, and goal setting for teenagers. It's something that I've been through. Obviously, anybody that's listening that's out of their teens and they're into their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, however old you are, a lot of you would have been through it already. But for those that are listening and tuning in that are still a teenager, or even if you're a parent and you're wanting some advice on how you should structure your own son or daughter's training program and then nutrition for optimal results, then today's episode is really going to help you. So I wanted to kick things off and chat about the training side of things for starters. Now, there's a lot of varied opinions on when a child or a teenager, adolescent, should start strength training or start gym work. And in my opinion, I think it should be as early as possible. Obviously, you're not going to have 8-year-olds doing bench press and deadlifts, but I think once you get into your teens, once you're around, you know, 13, 14, 15, I think you should, at an early age, especially if you're an athlete or if you're a son or daughter or if you're listening and you're a teenager and you play sport, organized sport, and you know, you want to take it to a pretty good level, you should be starting to work on your movement patterns. You should be starting to work on your core strength, you know, your hip strength and your coordination, just your movement patterns, as I mentioned, because it's a highly underrated skill once you get to that under 16, under 18 level. And you know, you've got guys and girls who don't actually know how to move efficiently. They don't know how to land efficiently from a jump. They don't know how to change direction efficiently. They're not strong through their core. They've got weak glutes. They start to get little niggles and little bits of pain from an early age just from overuse and for the amount of volume, the amount of load that they do per week. Because, you know, as teenagers, probably the training load is probably massive. They might be playing footy and basketball. They might be playing netball and basketball, whatever the sport may be, tennis, athletics, cricket, whatever it may be. And, you know, they're probably training multiple times per week. They're moving around a lot at school. They may be playing multiple games of organized sport per week. And, you know, the load over the span of a week is a lot. So if their movement patterns aren't great, then it's going to be a lot higher chance of injury and overuse down the track. But I also wanted to touch on the fact that learning your movement patterns early, okay? So I'm talking about sprinting technique, I'm talking about change of direction, landing from a jump, what else? All your movements in the gym, such as a squat, learning how to do a hip hinge, learning how to do a proper pull-up, a proper push-up, hold a plank, control your core. These are all extremely important aspects of any athlete. And the earlier that they can learn that, the better it's going to be. And especially if you can learn it right from the start before picking up any bad habits. Because as we all know, once you create a bad habit, it's extremely hard to change that. And if you're spending, you know, a good part of your first 5, 6, 7 years as an athlete, as a teenager, doing something inefficiently, it's going to be hard to correct that later on down the track. So in my opinion, you know, obviously it's not going to be barbells, heavy weights, all that type of stuff from right from the start. But I think body weight training, learning the movements, getting the patterning down, because strength training is a skill. All these movements are skills. Such something like a squat, like it seems so simple. And to be honest, young people actually squat a lot better than older people because their mobility is so much better. But learning how to squat properly, learning how to hip hinge properly, so like a deadlift, a Romanian deadlift, learning how to do pull-ups, push-ups, overhead presses, all the movements that later on down the track they're going to be focusing on, the earlier they can learn that, the better. And I know even from experience myself, when I was in a junior program for basketball, we put a big emphasis on hamstring, glute, and core work from an early age. And that's extremely important as well, because you're just laying the foundation for later on down the track when they do start to increase that training load, when they do start to get in the gym and start lifting some heavier weights. And then moving on, so that's kind of touching on, you know, teenagers from a real early age, but let's say we're talking 15 to 19. With your training in the gym or with your strength training, resistance training, your main focus should be on compound movements such as your squats, deadlifts, overhead press, rows, pull-ups, lunges, Romanian deadlifts. These are all movements, they're all multi-joint movements, so they're compound movements and you're using more than one muscle group at once. But you're also neurologically and your central nervous system is working a lot harder. You shouldn't be going into the gym as a teenager and walking in there, for example, a guy and focusing on doing isolation movements like bicep curls or calf raises and a ton of abs training and pec flies and all that type of stuff because you want to look like the athletes or, you know, the bodybuilders or whatever it may be that you see on social media or in magazines and stuff like that. Because this is the perfect time for you to lay that foundation, to learn all these movements properly and to get a really solid foundation. So later on down the track, you can look like those guys or girls. You can perform or play at a peak performance because you have that foundation down. So if you're going into the gym as a teenager, your main focus should be to grow in, you know, lean muscle mass and to grow in strength. And, you know, obviously also coordination, your flexibility, you need to stay on top of that stuff, your mobility. It's just all about creating good habits from an early age. But I would recommend, guys, if you are, just to change the topic a little bit here, but instead of talking about an athlete, let's talk about a guy or a girl who wants to, you know, look really good. They want to build a really good physique, such as a bodybuilder's physique. As I mentioned, it's exactly the same thing. You don't want to be going in and smashing isolation exercises, or girls, you don't want to be going in and doing, you know, glute kickbacks or something crazy like that. You don't want to be going in and doing a Les Mills pump class 5 times a week or, overdoing your cardio. You want to go in and start building that foundation. The same thing, that structure, building lean muscle mass for your lower body, upper body and core, learning all the movements properly and starting to progressively overload from a younger age. Because if you just think about it now, if you lay that foundation, you get strong at a young age, think about where you'll be in 10, 20, even 30 years time. If you're practicing that now and you're already starting to overload, you're starting to take your training relatively seriously. And I know at a young age, it is mainly about enjoying what you do. And it should always be about enjoying what you do. But take the time to either hire a coach, a personal trainer, or somebody that knows what they're doing to teach you the right thing right from the start. And once you get it, it's just about consistency, okay? So just rinse and repeat. Just get in there, get your lifts done. Don't spend too much time in the gym. Don't get caught up on how you're looking at this age, okay? Don't get caught up on whether or not you have abs. The biggest thing I see, and I'll touch on this when we talk about nutrition, but especially for guys, teenage guys, they're so focused on, you know, how ripped are they? How good do their abs look? And I was exactly the same. Like, my biggest focus when I started going to the gym was whether or not I had abs. And that hurt my progress for 2 to 3 years. And I really wish now I had have learned the proper way to train earlier on, because I feel as though my physique could be so much better than what it is now if I didn't waste that time. And there's always going to be trial and error. You're going to have plenty of things that you're going to look back on and go, like, what the hell was I thinking when I was doing that? Okay, but don't worry about the fact that you don't have shredded abs, or don't worry about the fact that your biceps aren't huge. Lay that foundation. Focus on the main movements, compound lifts, like I said, and just get good at them. Start to grow that lean muscle mass, get better in strength, but get better in the skill of lifting. And later on down the track, you're going to be in such a better position than what you are now. And obviously, I've just touched on the strength side of things, but I also wanted to mention about the cardiovascular stuff. So as a junior, and I look at it now, I look at junior programs now for footballers, basketballers, netballers, any type of athletes, typically team sports, you know, the kids that is running to the ground with the purpose of, you know, it's more of an old school mentality. And a lot of times it's because the coaches are old school coaches, but it's kind of, using footy as an example, in the preseason or even during the week, it's about how hard can we train the kids tonight to basically, you know, create that mental toughness or that physical toughness of being able to just put in a huge effort and thinking that that's going to do the job. I think we really need to shift the focus and become a little bit more smarter about what we're doing, okay? So at footy training or what, I am referring to football a lot here just because I played football and I played basketball, but this relates to any sport. you know, when you get to footy training, instead of running two laps around the oval before training starts and then just having a kick, why don't we start to teach kids, teach teenagers how to properly perform mobility drills and then a dynamic warm-up, so they're actually getting their motor patterns in, their movement patterns in before training starts. Teach them how to use a foam roller for myofascial release, activation, glute activation, you know, shoulder stability exercises that are actually going to help them down the track, because, you know, it's outdated going, you know, doing a cardiovascular warm-up for 5 to 10 minutes and thinking that's going to do the trick to get people performing at their best is not going to work. And teams continue to do it, and you know, it's just old school mentality. People are too scared to change, but I think it is time now that people start to step up and make that change. Whether whatever sporting club it's at, or you know, individual sport, whatever it is, if you're just someone that just goes to the gym, start looking into things like myofascial release. Start looking into things about prehab, so things like activation for your glutes, shoulder stability, you know, ankle mobility, all that type of stuff, because this, again, it's something that I didn't do enough of, and I wish I did now that I know how important it is. Okay, so, you know, that's just my thoughts on it, and there's a number of people that kind of think the same thing, but we just need to be a bit smarter about how we're training as an athlete, or if you're a coach or a parent, how you're trying to get your kids to perform by just running them into the ground. Let's just kind of make things a little bit smarter, put a bit more thought into it, start creating good habits, good movement patterns. It doesn't have to be fancy stuff, okay? The fancy things don't always work. It's the basics, doing the basics well, extremely well from an early age over time, that creates huge, huge success. Okay, so just to recap there, strength training, focusing on compound movements, getting stronger, learning the movements properly, okay? Perfecting the skill, because it is a skill and you need to do it often. Okay, not killing yourself in the gym and not going in just doing a lot of accessory work or isolation work just to try and get big arms or to get abs, because there's way more important things. And if you build that foundation down the track, you are going to have all these things, but they're going to be 10 times better than what they will be if you just focus on them now. Okay, moving on to nutrition. Now, this is a tricky one, and I think with boys and girls, it tends to be a bit of a different dynamic. With the guys, you know, obviously there's always going to be two ends of the scale here, but with guys, I tend to see that a lot of them don't eat enough, okay, because they are focused on having ripped abs and stuff like that. This is the perfect time for you to get a lot of good quality food in, get a lot of calories in, start eating some protein. I wouldn't recommend using supplements, to be perfectly honest, and it's not because they're bad for you, it's just because you want to create the habit of eating good quality foods, nutrient-dense foods that are going to put it's going to fuel your training, fuel your game days, fuel your lifting, whatever it is that you do, and create those good habits. So trying to get protein with every meal and just really get the calories in and build a good solid foundation. I know I keep repeating myself, but it's true. Another example of me, I wasted so much time trying to be shredded, not eating enough, not eating anywhere near enough. I was severely underweight when I moved away to play basketball. And it took me 2 years to get to a point where I was at my normal weight. Now, you know, from the time I moved to Melbourne to now, I've gained over, what is it? 70, like about 25, 26 kilos, which is huge. But, and obviously that's been over time, and I've gotten stronger and stuff like that, but I was severely underweight because I wasn't focused on the right things. Okay, focus on performance and think a little bit longer term than just how good your abs look or how good your body looks at such a young age, because it really doesn't matter. So guys, I would recommend if you're someone that struggles to put on weight, is to start creating good habits with your nutrition. Start eating good quality protein, good sources of carbohydrates and healthy fats, and start to shovel it in, start to get in the routine of eating enough carbs and enough protein and enough fats. And if you're someone that puts on weight easily, then it's the same thing. You're just not eating as many calories. You need to start focusing on good nutrition early, because you're just creating those habits, which again makes it so much easier down the track. With girls, I think a lot of the time there's a bit of a problem with self-image and how you perceive your own body compared to, you know, the people you see on social media, or whether it's your friends, whoever it may be. But girls a lot of the time do compare themselves to other people. The best advice that I can give is to not compare yourself to anyone else, and that doesn't just go for teenagers, it goes for anybody. Don't compare yourself to anyone but yourself, because it's always you versus you. It's you trying to better yourself every single day. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do, and that's all that matters. Okay, so if you're a female, you're a teenager, you're focusing on your training, you want to get the most out of your body, focus on good quality nutrition. Don't worry about what the number says on the scales. If you feel like you look good, if you feel like you're performing well, you're sleeping well, you're healthy, you feel strong, then that's all that matters. Who cares what the number on the scales is? It doesn't matter. And if you want to hear a little bit more about this, go back to the last episode, episode 64, where I talked about why you should ditch the scales. But self-image is a massive one for the girls, and I can see how that comes about. But like I said, my biggest advice is to just focus on you, focus on enjoying your training, enjoying your eating, making good habits, and performing at your best, okay? And not worrying about what anyone else thinks about you or how you think anyone else thinks you look. And I'm going to be doing an episode on this specifically about females with a couple of guests, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, which I know a ton of girls are going to grab a lot of value from. So just keep an eye out for that episode when it does come out. But with your nutrition, I want to go back to this applies for both males and females. I'd say specifically for males though, especially towards the end of your adolescence and your end of your teenage years, don't get in the habit of bulking and cutting. Okay, so don't get in the habit of eating a lot of food and gaining some good lean muscle mass and strength and then cutting to try and get shredded where you drop your calories, because this is the prime time to grow. You have the best opportunity here to build a good foundation and to continue to grow and forget about shredding, because there's always time for you to get shredded, to get lean and get good abs and all that type of stuff. But by doing that repeat cycle of bulking and cutting, you're missing out on so much progress, so much lean muscle mass. Your metabolism is going to suffer from an early age. You want to be building up your metabolism as strong as you can, so when you get into your early 20s or whenever it is you decide you want to get really lean, it's easy for you, and you are going to be lean. You're not going to be putting on a lot of body fat if you are eating good quality food and you're training hard. Your energy expenditure is huge when you're a kid because your metabolism is so fast. So don't focus on bulking and cutting. Focus on building that foundation, putting in the work early so you can reap the rewards later on. All right, lastly, before I wrap things up, I did want to keep this relatively short, but the mental side of things, and this comes back to both of the things that I just spoke about, but hugely, I want to touch again on not worrying about what other people think about you, because I always thought about what others thought of me. I was always worried about everyone else apart from myself, and you know, basically everything I did was dependent on what others would think of me. And you know, one, life gets so much better when you don't give a shit about what other people think about you. But secondly, for your own development, for your own benefit, do what you think is right for you, okay? So if you think that you might be a little bit overweight, then start to focus on your nutrition, start to get that body fat back down. But if you want to progress, you want to become a good athlete, but you see your mates doing the complete opposite. You see them going in there, just training buys and tries, or you know, they're doing a ton of abs and they're not doing any strength training, or they're going for ridiculously long runs and they're footballers. And you know, how often does a footballer run for 1 to 3 kilometers continuously without stopping at the same pace? Never. Okay, so look into, like I said, be smarter about your preparation, be smarter about your training, and do what's going to work for you, and forget about what others are doing. Just focus on yourself. Okay, guys, so I hope this episode has helped you. The other thing I'll touch on is supplementation. Like I said, I think for the best part of your teenage years, you should not be worrying about supplementation. They're purely there to, you know, like the name suggests, supplement your diet. If you're not eating optimally and you're not training optimally, then supplements aren't going to do anything for you. And I've mentioned in previous episodes that, you know, whey protein is no better for you than chicken breast or steak or eggs. In fact, the food is much better for you. Whey protein is purely there to supplement your diet, and it's there for convenience. If you can't get a meal in, you don't have any food cooked or anything like that, then a protein shake is fine because it's just topping up your protein intake for the day. But they're not going to do anything magical for you. Just stick to the basics. Do the basics extremely well. and I guarantee you'll be much better off for it, okay? It's going to show in your game days. It's going to show in the gym when you're making awesome progress. You're lifting heavy weights. Your mobility is really good. You're injury-free. This is all going to pay off, okay? So hopefully this has helped you guys out. If you do have any questions, please do send me an email at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your feedback. Please leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't subscribed already, you know what to do. Hit the subscribe button so you get your free episode every single week. Go back through, have a listen to some of the old ones. And I appreciate you guys tuning in. If you'd like to get some more free content, then feel free to go to my website, dannykennedyfitness.com. I've got all my online programs on there, my free blog, and plenty more. So go and check that out. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll chat to you soon.